in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Traditionally, a gap year is something that basically used to be utilized for parents that just felt that their children should not go straight from matric, from high school, and jump straight into university. But I think that the concept, even the word, even the term gap year is a bit of a misnomer. It is rooted in, I would say, you know, very much 20th century sensibilities, because there is this assumption that there is a particular route, and you know, you almost have to tick every particular stage. You go through primary school, you go through high school, you matriculate, then you've got to go to university, and therefore you have to have, if you do not go straight to university, then you have to call it a gap year. But I think that in the 21st century setting, we really shouldn't be calling it a gap year, and it shouldn't necessarily be just a year. It could be anything from a year to 5 years for children to come out of high school, do a bit of growing up, work, get some experiential experience under their belt, and be more prepared.
Looking at the job market today, we brought you a story earlier, a few minutes back, talking about graduates or doctors being unemployed for months and some even years in this regard, mechanical engineers as well. So with this said, how important would it be for students coming out of matric to find that balance in terms of their future?
The thing about this is there's a paradigm shift that we are not forcing ourselves to actually effect, because we really do need that paradigm shift. This is the year 2023, so we are already a quarter into the first century of the third millennium, right? And we are still talking about our world as if the whole storyline, the whole narrative of going to school, primary school, going to high school, going to university, then going and writing out your CV and applying for a job is the way of the future. The time of permanent quality jobs is over. And I think that the paradigm shift we actually need to make sure that we allow to happen is that we need to start thinking on our feet. And the fact that it does not necessarily follow that when someone has gone and studied a BCom in marketing, it means that they are going to go and get a job with either a marketing agency or a marketing manufacturer. It does not necessarily follow.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.